So let's go forward, upward and onward. So yesterday we discussed about the bracha on the talis, litzatzeiv batzitzes, which is with the Aruch HaShulchan and the Malbim and others, or the Mishnah Berurah and the Mechaber, or the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah say litzatzeiv batzitzes, right? A different language, and then we were all. Then we got into part B of Hay, and that is, what's a better idea for one person to make the bracha, everybody make a bracha separately? So we saw the Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber seems to be saying that each person should make their own bracha, but we have a rule, Ravam Hadras Melach. Right, that's what the Mishnah Berurah's question is. So in general, we like to do mitzvahs, the more the merrier, as they say, right? The more merrier together. Well, it's not just everybody doing a mitzvah, which is nice, but doing it together. Mishnah Berurah says that would be a better move, one person to make the bracha, and everybody should be yotze, that would be better. So, again, we were discussing that. Maybe it's, the Mishnah Berurah says, maybe we don't see that, right? He says, lo no, ku kein akshav. But maybe it's, the Mishnah Berurah says, because people don't pay attention, right? Goldfish and all that type of stuff I spoke about a year or two ago. And we also mentioned Shari Tshuva says, maybe just a more practical issue, right? Mishnah Berurah says, look at Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva says, you know, maybe it's just a practical thing that it's hard to get people in sync as far as time-wise. Right? I'm not going to wait 5 seconds, right? It's very interesting. We one time had this as a, I still remember, as a high school English assignment to write an essay about a whole essay, long, like a couple pages, about something that happened within a couple of seconds, like going on a roller coaster, or something that it feels like eternity, right? It feels like eternity, but really it's like you ask people and they say, yeah, that was happening, like I was laughing for 2 minutes. No, it was a few seconds. But, you know, like to them, they really feel like, you know, the same thing here, I think, that, you know, that's what they say, you know, like, okay, it's like literally maybe 10 seconds. New. So, you know, like, now, what we didn't discuss yesterday is, so the Mechaber said, okay, leaving that, I mean, don't leave it aside, but again, the whole issue was the Mechaber says, v'imratzu, if they want, one person could make the bracha, right? So again, it's the question is that imratzu or not? In other words, is it optional? That's what the Mechaber seems to be saying. Or the Mishnah Berurah says it seems to be more obligatory that one person should make the bracha for everybody because of Rova Amadar Asanach. But leave that aside for today's discussion. Again, don't forget, but then in Mishnah Berurah Yudalad, we come to a very important, and in fact, I'm thinking of doing this Mishnah Berurah inside because it's an important issue. So again, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah Yudalad, so the Mechaber said, if they want, just leave that language aside. If they want, one person can make the bracha for all of them, right? Now, again, yesterday we also discussed the Mechaber said if there's two or three people, so the Mechaber seems to be saying two would be Rov Ham Hadras Melech, right? Only two people, person making the bracha and some other person, right? Or three. So, we discussed that yesterday about the Bir Halacha, says in the name of the Eishel Avram that means that there's 10 people. Okay, but maybe we could bargain it down. The Chai Adam, as I mentioned yesterday, says 3. And here it sounds, the Mechaber sounds like we can cut it down to even 2. Okay? Again, Rov Hamad Dras Melech. But whatever the case is, the point is that one person can make the bracha and be motzi one or more people. Right? Doing it together. It's nicer. It's more kavod Hashem. So the Mishnah Berurah, again, let's do this Mishnah Berurah inside. Yudalit Echad Mevark. So one person will make the bracha umotzei es acherim and fulfill the bracha for the others. Meaning, right? So in other words, I don't know. Reuven is making the bracha. Shimon is there, right? And simultaneously, and Reuven has a mind. We'll see that Reuven has a mind to be motzei Shimon. Shimon has a mind to be yotze with Reuven, and Reuven makes the bracha. Shimon answers amen. Shimon's good. He didn't say the bracha. It's as if he made the bracha. So v'afilu heim b'kin. Now this is going to be the important point. And even if they're baki, even if Shimon is an expert, meaning not an expert, but he knows how to make brachas. Really, he could do it himself. He has the ability to do it himself, right? It's not like he's a new person and he doesn't know how to make a bracha. He knows how to make a bracha. But still, he could be yotze with. Now again, we see this all the time, right? Kiddush, Abdullah, right? Well, you know, somebody, one person makes the bracha, and everybody else. Well, we'll see under what criterion. Under certain criterion, it's as if they made the bracha, even though they didn't actually make it.
Is that always true? Like one of the 15 brachas in the morning, we say, it's as if we made the bracha, or something.
If you have in mind and he has a mind, and you know, like. No, you're not supposed to do that. No. So in other words, the second time you already did it. So when you shouldn't have, you're already yotze. But the question is, and we'll see that we saw that before. Remember that a minug that everybody make the bracha. So again, the idea is that you don't have in mind to be yotze once you already did it, right?
Why do we say amen?
Because we'll see here. I'll just answer the question. And that is because stamazoi, you have an obligation. It's not a nice thing. It's a chiyuv. Whenever you hear any bracha, so assuming it's made not by a person who's a mom and not an apikoros. An apikoros is a different issue. But we could argue whether there is such a thing anymore. As I told somebody recently, they don't make apikorosim like they used to. You know, like old-fashioned apikorosim, you know. I mean, I tell this story very often. It was a number of years ago, there was a girl who was studying conservative at, then it was University of Judaism. Now they changed the name, I don't know. I forgot the name now. But she was starting to become a rabbi. And she lived not far away. I don't remember, maybe we had her over, I don't remember. She used to call me quite often, you know, kashrus issues and things like that. So one time I had the chutzpah to ask her, I said, you know, don't you have like teachers? And so she said, yeah. So well, why don't you ask them? I said, I have to be very careful. I said, you know, I don't mind you calling, don't get me wrong. But so she said, oh, they don't know anything. No, in other words, she felt she had a quote unquote, as they say, a calling. She wanted to help people and help Klal Yisrael. So, again, it was misguided, but, you know, she was very sincere, but, you know, I find quite often, that the women know more than, and are nicer than sometimes, men sometimes have a chip on their shoulders. I mean, again, I'm not advocating, I'm just saying, you know. Okay, so now, right, so this is the important point, even though Shimon knows how to make his own bracha, Reuven, right, like Kiddush, or whatever, knows how to make the bracha, but, you know, somebody makes the bracha, so one person makes the bracha. U'bilvad, here's the but, bilvad, she'chaven ha'shamei Allah tseis v'amashmei alahotzi. As we say over and over again, my metaphor is there's a passer and a receiver, right, by brachas too. The passer, has to have a mind, the person making the bracha has to have in mind that he's being yotze somebody, and the Shimon has to have in mind that he is being yotze and catch the ball. Right? So that oftentimes doesn't happen, right? When somebody's making a random bracha, they're just having in mind they want to drink some water or whatever, right? Now again, that would be the same thing, right? We'll see. The yotzim is that. And the Chofetz Chaim says even more than that. Even if Reuven already was yotze, let's say here, He has his talus on already. Right? Here comes the chiddush. Oh, she'eino misatev klal. Or, take it a step further, Reuven's not even putting on his talus, not even putting on a talus. He's going to a later minyan or whatever, right? Right? Still, here it comes, yachol lahotzi achem v'birchaso. He can make the bracha for other people. This is the big chiddush, right? Reuven could make a bracha for everybody, even though he's not in the picture right now, so to speak. Excuse me, why? Here it is. Decho Yisrael Arevin Zavazah, right? Famous idea. We're all responsible. We're Arev. We're all guarantors, or right? We're all responsible for one another. No such concept of, you know, like, fend for himself. No. We're responsible. V'apazet yesh omrim deinu motzi el davka misheinu baki. Now here comes the next point. You can see, Magen Avraham and others, including the Arzus Chaim, well, they hold the other way, but they hold, really could be Yotzeh, but lechachila, they hold that if somebody is not being Yotzeh the mitzvah now, or already did, so the machlokus is, he could then that person could only be Yotzeh, be Motzi, eladavka misheinu baki, only someone who doesn't know how to make the bracha. So again, that's the case we really have to focus on. So again, Reuven, according to this, the second opinion is saying, Reuven can make the bracha if he's doing the mitzvah now also, or if he's not, but Shimon doesn't know how to make brachas. So then he can make it for him, even if he's not doing it. But let's say if Reuven's going to daven later, and I don't know why, but Shimon and a bunch of other people ask him, can you make the bracha for us? Again, I don't know. So then the second opinion says, no go. That wouldn't work. In other words, it's either he's being Yotzeh also, he's doing the mitzvah also, or, again, Klal Yisrael Reuven Zelazah would say, or, case B, Shimon is not capable, expert, I don't know what word you want to use, and making the bracha himself.
Does Shimon have to understand the bracha?
We'll see. He has to know that he's being Yotzeh. Right, he has to, but he has to know he's being Yotzeh with a bracha, right? Because of a prima gun. Im kama anashim kanu talesim chadashim. If there's a bunch of people and they bought, all of them, bought new talesim. I don't know, I could picture this. I'm married at the same time, they all daven together, you know, it's a chevra. So, they also have tzitzis, and they put tzitzis on it, or somebody did it for them, whatever the case may be. V'lo baruch hu shachianu, but they didn't make a shachianu, right? It's a new garment, it's a new vest, whatever word you want. It's a new kli, right? It's a talis. Yeah, I just did it, right? I just myself. Right, it's a shachianu. I don't know if I get so excited with my new black suit. You know, like a big deal, especially at the price I buy them at. So you know, big deal. But talis, new. You know, that's something. So indeed, so now let's superimpose it into that case. So now you have a bunch of people, and they all have to make a shachianu. So now, what would you say based upon what we're saying now? The mevarchim. So they make a shachianu, right? The first time they wrap, right? They make a shachianu. So now what would you say in that case based upon what we've been learning right now? So now again, there are 10 people, I don't know, whichever shita you want to go, anywhere from 2 to 10 or more, people have to make a shachianu. So then you say, well, let's say according to Mishnah Berurah, yesterday's Mishnah Berurah, Rov Am Hadras Melech, one person should make the shachianu for all of them, right? That's what I would think. Yeah. So he's one of the 10. It's 10 people. You know, it's a big simcha. They're all married for a bunch of years. So, you know, for the anniversary, the wives bought them. Wives all got together and they said, let's buy our husband's new talis. I could easily picture this. And indeed, that's what happened. So now they all have to make a shachianu. They all got married at the same day. I don't know. Maybe whatever. So now what would you say? I would say that based upon everything we've been discussing, that one person, Reuven should make the bracha for her, Shimon Levi Yehuda, you know, doing suffering, right? That's what we think, right? Both of them had Rosh Mal. So look what the Chofetz Chaim says. So he says, Nehi de echad yachol levark li satev bishvil kulam. It is true, as we've been discussing, that one person can make the li satev, right, the bracha on the mitzvah of the talus, right? Look at this. Avo bircha shechianu kol echad ba'atmo yivarach. Each person has to, now again, assuming he can't, make his own shechianu. Why? So again, it's a very interesting svara. So I saw somewhere else, I forgot where. What's a shechianu? Thank you. Right, so you have to say thank you. Right, you have to say thank you. I think also by Karban Toda. You have to say thank you, right? So, I mean, we can imagine this, right? I do a big favor to somebody, and he sent somebody, I'm not talking about email or something. Oh, by the way, so-and-so said thank you. Like, you couldn't call me? Send me a text, an email, leave a message, something? No, he sends Reuven to say thank you. What kind of deal is that, right? So again, it's a beautiful idea. You have to thank Hashem yourself, or I have to. What?
They go to
Rosh
Hashiva there.
Yeah.
Severe Parkinson's disease.
Yeah. After Rabbi Rack has donated $3 million
to the Yeshiva, so he flew here
with Parkinson's disease. Wow. Said, why are you doing that?
You're sitting there. He said, "Magnus and Ashliya." He said, "Thank you. I'm
the
Yeshiva."
Who said?
No.
What did he say?
He said, "You don't send a
Shliya." Right. This idea. Right.
Right.
No, see, the chiddush there is he could have called. I mean, no, I'm saying, so the hair there is that wasn't good enough, that he came all the way here. Yeah. Okay. Okay, oh, we have to stop here for today. Hopefully I'll get the act together tomorrow with the... Okay, so Amir Tashan Mincha is in 10 minutes, yeah. The last 9. Okay, good.